Valid criticisms. I mean, you can come at them from various angles. And the question of various pacts and agreements with the right. This refers to the period before the elections at the end of 2006. The Sandinistas did form a pact, or not just with the right, but with very, very conservative elements within the Catholic Church. Their analysis was that they would be in opposition and in the wilderness, in a political wilderness forever, if they didn't make certain pacts, and probably you could argue they're pretty unsavory ones, with the right wing sectors in Nicaragua and with the Catholic Church. One of the consequences of that was the abortion, the law that was passed in the lead up to those elections, restricting abortion, even in situations where the life of the mother was under threat. So it was in October 2006, the National Assembly actually passed this law. That's one of the things the feminist movement in Nicaragua campaigned on constantly. And we as an organization have certainly raised it with contacts or organizations we have in Nicaragua. Things in terms of the implementation, it's all kind of a big fudge, really, because although there was a clause in the law relating to abortion that did actually state that abortion was permissible where the life of the woman was threatened. That clause was removed from the law. But then, contradictory to that, there were other laws to do with the protocols for obstetrics and gynecology, which actually state that, yes, of course, if the woman's life is threatened, abortion is permissible. And those seem to be what the medical practitioners in Nicaragua are following, because there have been no prosecutions, but I'm certain that there's been harassment of various kinds going on. So that was one thing that was incredibly controversial, as well as this pact with the right.